check it out one time.
Troop Nation, welcome Black. If you were supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock, you're late!
Y'all gotta stop.
Like Will, with the bell. Damn, that was late. Listen, welcome to hour two of Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, and he is the birthday man and my brother.
MC Dame Elsie in the building.
Hashtag that part. And I'm just going to say it because I know she's saying it. Our girl, Bailey Coleman, who's saying happy born day to you. I just know she's saying it. She's yelling at the radio. Happy birthday, Dame!
Happy birthday!
Right.
Yeah. $5,000.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do this, Homer.
Yes.
We're not going to fall on this sword by ourselves. We're going to make this a poll question.
There we go.
Do you
black
think,
or white? Debbie Long. Black
do you
or
think
white?
Debbie Long is black or white?
There you go. Well, that's our poll.
That's our poll.
Do you think?
So everybody's going, if we find out she's black, everybody's going to fall on this sword with us.
That's right. That's right. And like
we're
I
getting
say,
indications that she is black.
From some people on the YouTube page.
But
like I say, I'm so, and it's crazy because it has become so common. I won't say it's normal, but I will say it's common because it happens a lot. Unfortunately, when the person that is being charged with these type of crimes or different, they hurry up and show the photo or video of the person if they're black.
So we're well within our rights to think that
right.
she's
so,
not black.
But yeah, but, you know,
she may be. We're,
but that's why I didn't confirm. I said, I don't know. But so the poll is up. Do you think Debbie Long is white or black that is charged in this $2.2 million Medicaid fraud scheme? And again, just for exhibit me, I'm saying exhibit me to linger on with this. Who buys Octopus Car Wash?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's. That was a black institution. I can, you know, I understand some white people probably went there too.
White people but owned was, it at first.
Yeah, and then,
right?
Then some black people ended up getting it.
And then they closed it down and put the storage in there.
Right.
The storage spot now, right? Isn't it?
I think that's next door.
It's next door. So Octopus is just closed down, though. I know that's closed down.
But that Octopus Car Wash, and it was a great car wash.
I love it.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you that. But it reminded me of the actual movie Car Wash.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, making sure the detailing was right and all of that kind of stuff, man. So who buys that? You know, I'm just saying to make me wonder.
All the businesses
out of
bought.
All of the different car washes that you could have bought, you bought Octopus. Another exhibit is you bought Kits.
All this on the north side.
Yeah, man.
Up and down Capitol, pretty much.
Yeah, Green Bay. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't too
on
far.
On the other side of Capitol, right?
Yeah, that's in between Capitol and Hampton.
Right. So
all signs are leading to Debbie.
Dean, great morning. I love you. Appreciate you.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So take that poll, y'all. Let us know who you with. What's your thoughts on this situation? And again, I make my analysis from the fact that oftentimes when it's a black person, we gonna see the mugshot right away.
And so maybe their case isn't as strong with this Miss Long as it is with other people, and so they're more hesitant to. And maybe she's smart enough to not put her face in front
but
of the camera.
She charged, and so that's my thing. There's a criminal complaint. She's actually charged.
I'm saying, so they took a mugshot or something.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
You don't go through that. She just ain't got to be black.
Maybe she got a good
to
lawyer.
Court. Yeah.
She got a good lawyer.
And, well, $2.2 million. That'll help you out.
And I think she maybe just was buying these companies just to spend some money.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wouldn't be hit with taxes so hard. That's when you're making a bunch of money, you spend. And instead of giving it to taxes, you go buy something, and now you can write that off on your taxes because, you know, I don't know if the kit's still open. Yeah, it's still open.
Yes, it's open. I think now it got a JJ fish or a sharks or something attached to it now. Yeah.
Okay, so she's doing that. Anyway, I say all of that to say I'm going to reserve the right to, you know, I'm going to hold my opinion. Because a lot of times with these cases, now it's hard to explain getting a PPP loan and saying you got, how many employees? 36 and 40 something.
Yeah, 46.
40. She has some employees and she only had like 16.
What did she? No. Oh, she said she had 100 and something employees.
It was 100 and something and she only had 36.
108 or something like that.
And she only had 36. It's hard to explain that. You know what I mean?
She only had 46.
You can't explain that. You have a, that's a large company.
Yep.
Because, you know, I work for a company and it's only like 10 or 12 of us. So 46 is a large, that's a large company. That's a large payroll.
Right.
You don't got to lie.
Right. Listen, Denise Jones, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. She white. They haven't shown her face. And that's where I'm going. But then rendition one, somebody be like, that's my E, which whatever that means. But saying, no, she black, you know. So where are we at? Again, please participate in this poll. We want to hear from you so, you know, we can find out where you at. The poll. Will, can you give the poll and let us know where we are right now?
75% say white, 25% say black.
And the poll is, do you think Debbie Long is white or black?
I think we might be. Yeah. We might be disappointed in this one. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know.
Unfortunately. And she might just have. She might. But I'm telling you, Debbie seemed like she's smart. She started a business. And even to start a business and have 46 employees, you got to be smart. That's not anything easy to do. So she's very intelligent. She's very smart. And she probably has a good lawyer. And the lawyer's like, you're not putting my client face. You're not taking no pictures. You're not doing none of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep this under wraps. Because once it hits the airwaves and stuff like we are doing, and yep. Once it hits other stuff, now people have a public opinion on it. And now it's harder for you to make deals. It's harder for you to... You know, she may write it off and pay a fine, like, you know, like white folks do.
Yeah.
Pay a fine and miss jail time, get him a million of it back.
Or turn in a lot of other people.
Or she turn in a lot of other people.
Turn in a lot of other people.
You know.
Because that tends to happen when the lawyer, like, look, what other big fish can you give him?
And, you know, people, in this home care stuff, it was a lot of people that did it.
What color is Little Debbie?
Little Debbie?
Mm-hmm. The cakes. Because I'm just saying, they would have said Debbie, Deborah. Right? You get what I'm saying?
They would have said Deborah.
Yeah, they would have said Deborah or Deborah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My oldest sister, may she continue to rest in peace, her name was Deborah. You know? But people be like, hey, Deborah. You know, no, it's Deborah. I would get offended and mad for her. Be like, hold on, her name is not Deborah. It's Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
Say it like you mean it. So I think they would have exploited that. Deborah Long, I'm like, oh, yeah, she black. Not to mention we would have saw her picture.
Mm-hmm.
We would have saw her. In my opinion.
We would have.
I just think we would have
I just think we would have seen it.
Deborah's and picture.
They would have found a way. They would have unmasked her prom picture or something. This is her. They would have done something. Some unflattering picture of her would have been placed all over the media if she was black. That's just how I feel.
Crystal clear on our YouTube page. Great morning again. Great morning. Love you to everybody on our YouTube page. We appreciate you. While you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe. We're already over 7,400 people.
Yes.
So, yeah. We
Well, you know, in rolling. Minnesota when they had the Medicaid stuff and it was the white lady at the top,
mm-hmm.
they rarely showed her. They just blamed everything on the Somalians. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
she was the one that orchestrated and organized it. And they just was getting money with her.
Yeah. Chris,
it could be the same way.
Crystal Clear said, there is a CCAP record of a Debbie Long who is 44 years old and is black.
Damn.
But I know, man, I'm going to be hurt, man. She said, but I am trying to figure out why it matters. Well, for me, why it matters, I can speak for me because we are always heavily exploited when the criminal activity is there. They are quick to show the mugshot.
Right.
But when and I've been blessed to be in radio 35 years and counting. when it is usually a white person that is charged with the crime, the same crime or whatever the case may be, we don't see the mugshots right away. We see them later. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I think for $2.2 million and we pay into all of that Medicaid and all of that, that we deserve to see who the hell this Debbie Long is. It shouldn't take long to see the damn mugshot. You know what I'm saying?
No pun intended.
My pun was intended with that. Cause, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely like, again, if you just study how it works when they're throwing up these mugshots, they are quick to throw up the mugshot if it's a black person. This is TV media, newspaper, whatever, radio. You get what I'm saying? You're going to see the picture. Thanks. But a lot of times when it's a white crime.
I'm looking on Facebook right now because somebody said it was on Facebook, so I'm not.
Okay.
Keep going. I'm
oh, yeah, no. It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, so it's what I've seen and what I witnessed when we scouring to find out, okay, can we get this? Can we get that? Can we get this? Can we get that? And we don't end up seeing it. But then when we do, it's a white person, but they kept them, you know, like we don't get to see their face or none of that. But I'm going to trust my social media detectives because somebody's going to surface with a picture of her before media ends up showing up with the picture for it. They'll be like, oh, let's keep it quiet. So that's just been, unfortunately, I don't like it, but that's been the unfortunate truth for decades.
Mm-hmm.
It's some that you see, but that's usually somebody that they're kind of throwing away. Be like, oh, yeah, you know, the hell with that. But other people, they definitely don't put it out there like they would put us out there. We out there quick, fast, and in a hurry.
It happens so quickly before, and typically it's, and this is why it's important, and this is why, again, we're making case of it, like you said, is that typically the court of public opinion has already made their decision once it actually goes to court. We aren't given the benefit of a doubt, guilty. Innocent until guilty, right? Innocent until proven guilty.
Correct.
In most cases, they determine that we're guilty. And then
yeah,
we have to
and,
prove,
and here's the mugshot.
We have to prove our innocence. Yeah. Here's a mugshot. Oh, he did it.
Yeah, yeah.
That N-word did it. He did it. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
But in on the flip, there's always that, there's that chance that they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
When you find out they just as unscrupulous as anyone else. And so that's why we're saying we're hoping that it's not
right.
A black person.
And another thing that I always hope for, and I know we got to get ready to take care of some bills, is I wish more people were like me when it comes to these situations. And what I mean by that is if I was saying that it was this, it was that, and then I find out that it wasn't and I was wrong, I would spend the same amount of time that I was hammering into this situation, apologizing for the situation as well. Instead of getting a little clip on the last page of the paper or whatever, or it's just a little small, like a wanted ad column that says,
right.
We made a mistake. It was not this person and it was that. Even on live news, they end up just saying, we found out that when we reported earlier, this, that, and the other, and that was not the case. That was not the right mugshot. Hey, how about the Strawberry Festival? When we return, we're
right.
Going to talk about the Strawberry Festival. All that kind of stuff. Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
We're black. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We got a spark of hope, Will. We got a spark of hope. I have the criminal complaint for Debbie Long. And although I won't say the address here, she lived far. She lived far on the south side.
Yeah. Far west.
Yeah.
And it's
far west, south.
Where you don't typically hear black people living.
Right.
You know, black people live, they live far north, north, yeah, and stuff like that.
It's some black people that are in that area, but not in that area.
No, not
like,
there.
Like, you got to come way down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To be with some of our Latino brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Where she's at? Oh, yeah. Nope. So I'm getting closer to... I might be correct, but I'm just leaving it open because I don't want to, you know... I could end up being wrong. What is the poll like now, Will? Where are we at? Do you think Debbie Long is black or white?
Still pretty close to the same. 74% saying white, 26% black.
Okay. Yeah, but it's a 35-page criminal complaint. Mm. 35 pages.
I don't know, Homer. There's apartment buildings out there.
Come on, Dave!
We might be.
Hold on. Are there boulders?
Answers.
If there are boulders,
there
okay.
No boulders,
okay. There, okay, so there are no boulders. That matters too, man. That matters too. Now, if you would have said it's apartments out there with boulders, I'd have been like, oh, damn. Yeah, it's not looking good, Dave. Happy Born Day again, man. Oh, man.
It ain't looking good.
Oh, man.
Swipe or no swiping. It ain't looking good.
Oh, man.
You briefly had hope, but when you, yeah. It ain't looking good at all.
Yeah. Damn.
Sincere,
Roddy Ray Real say, she's my palm side.
It ain't looking good.
Yeah. Oh, man.
She probably don't even live there.
Yeah, man.
But that's what I would do. I always say, you know, when these type of things happen, and I may be talking too freely right now, and I'm sorry, y'all, I was looking at my phone and trying to see if there were some houses out there. There aren't. I always say, well, I would have did this. Like I'm a criminal mastermind. I probably would have got caught too. That's why I don't do stuff wrong. But I'm just saying, I would have did this. Well, you get $2 million. How much more do you need? Stop. Leave the game. Let's go. And maybe that's what she was trying to do when she was buying these businesses. You know what I'm saying? Because you getting this. What's the word I'm looking for? You getting this quick money. That quick money ain't gonna last forever.
Yeah.
You got to have a goal. I want to get this much, and then I'm out. And then I'm gonna go do something else. You know what I'm saying? And you know, sometimes, and I'm not making excuses for these people that do this stuff, but then they maybe you got to have discipline, and you got to have strong discipline too, and have conviction about being morally right. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Especially when you're dealing with Medicaid, because they're submitting their stuff directly to Medicaid, and Medicaid may not have the tentacles to go check and make sure that what you're doing is proper until you get audited. Once every 4 or 5 years, right? Or however, I don't know. Somebody can call in or put in the chat how often Medicaid audits a company. And then, but you should realize, though, you got 46 people. You may not have 100 and so people, but you got 46 people that are depending on this business being in operation and that need to feed their families and stuff like that. And you playing with their lives just to get some extra money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, do you have a... something sad and somber, or a womp, 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 womp.
Oh, you got, they say it in the complaint.
Gotten very reliable information.
Oh, that's terrible.
That, 100%. In the words of Florida Evans, damn,
James. Well,
damn,
Debbie.
Saying black 100%.
Well, YouTube line, y'all were correct.
Yeah. No. They were 75% saying
no, I'm talking
white.
About the people on YouTube that were saying she was black.
Oh, yeah. Those, yeah.
Rendition and Crystal Clear and all of them said, man. You know.
Yeah.
Damn. Reggie, you was wrong. You said she was white. She ain't.
Hell, I said it. I was leaning toward that. Me I didn't too. Confirm, but I was definitely leaning. I was actually even praying for it.
Oh, that's what Rendition was saying. He was saying, that's my E. And it was like, what is my E?
Right, that's what we were wondering.
He left off the X.
Oh.
Behind the E.
Okay.
So he was saying, that's my ex.
Okay. So, yeah. See,
Sam.
Spelling is important.
Well.
Abbreviations are important.
I wouldn't tell nobody that's my ex in case she bought you something. They're going to come. They'll come looking for it.
Did they get the car wash for you?
How long ago was it? You better start stating that. That was listen, brother, that was before she had the business. Because they're going to come knocking at your door, looking at your papers. How'd you get this? How'd you get that? Don't tell nobody else that.
Nurse Irene Kawanda said, well, I take my retraction black.
Listen. Debbie, you got to do better than that.
Sincere Roddy Ray Real said, well, I be damned. Yeah, man.
Debbie, you had it good.
And why, if you making $2 million, why are you living in an apartment? Do you own the apartment building or something?
Rich.
And it's a fake address? Maybe it's a fake address.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, listen.
Come on, man. You got 46 people that are depending on you. Then this is why it bothers me. We got 46 people that are dependent, and I'm assuming a lot of those people were black, that are dependent on you to, you know, run this company and be above board, and then you do this. But let's be real. There's an attack on black women as well. And I'm just saying, her name is Debbie, so we know she's a woman. We had Marquita and them. You know what I'm saying? And I've heard stories about black women that own companies being treated differently than other companies. And I'm not saying that she is completely innocent, but I'm just saying maybe the PPP loan, there's no way of getting away from that. But the other stuff is maybe it's stuff that is industry standard, and because she's a black woman, they're prosecuting her like Comey, the former attorney general, where he put up the 86-47, and it's just an Instagram thing. But now because he's Comey, they want to charge him with you know, threatening the president or whatever the case, a terrorist threat or something like that. It's something that's commonly done, and now you're charging. If that's the case, I see it. But ain't no way of getting around saying you got 100 and some employees and you only got 46.
Man.
Unless at some point when you took the loan, you had that many employees, and then when they come look at you, you don't. Unless you can prove that and a pandemic made her have to lose employees, okay. But the way they saying it, come on, man.
Debbie Long controlled Pinnacle's bank accounts. As mentioned above, Pinnacle had 7 bank accounts spread out across 3 banks. 4 of the accounts, 2 checking accounts, and 2 money market accounts were at BMO Harris Bank. 2, both checking accounts, were at Educators Credit Union, and 1, a checking account. And she was at all the banks.
Well, at least she had her money spread around.
Yeah, yeah.
They only insure up to $100,000, right? So she had her money spread around.
In addition to using Pinnacle to defraud the federal and state government through the Medicaid program, during the same time frame, Long used Pinnacle to defraud the federal government through the Paycheck Protection Program, which is the PPP loans. Man, listen. and I'm just kind of, man, I am... Well, you do the crime, though. You should have to do the time, no matter what color you are. Diagrams, man, the flow chart of the money used to purchase the car and car wash. And man, they got whole diagrams.
Well, you know, all that could have been legal. You know what I'm saying? She just buying stuff with the money. They just showing where the money went. Buying a car wash and buying kids is legal. You can buy stuff, right? But they're focusing on the way that she got the money. And she owned a home nurse thing, right? A lot of times these home nurses, it's like people already stay with these people.
Yeah.
And then they'll say they're taking care of them, and then they'll get paid to take care of somebody that they already stay with, right?
Yeah.
Are they saying that that's now illegal or something like that?
Man, listen, let me go back up to, let's see, catch up here.
I guess we can end the poll, though.
Yeah, it's over.
Anybody that voted now, we know she's
crystal clear. You are correct. You are correct. She asked the question because she had made the comment earlier on, like she saw somebody in 44 and Yeah, you are correct. Yes, the address. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the address. Damn. Let's take care of some bills. I'm disappointed right now. You know, but anybody who did it should be. I'm just saying they didn't show her picture early this time. That's all. You know, that you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. Though I'm disappointed with that, I'm very happy that MC Dame Elzy is celebrating his born day.
Yes.
Happy birthday. We got to take care of these bills. And can I get another damn? We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Another room for some freestyle right here, bro.
No. We've done all the freestyling we're going to do today.
I'll do my.
We're talking about these PPP loans.
Lack of freestyle, dude.
No, don't you do it.
Listen, man. You're
a great DJ, homie.
Listen, man. They couldn't wait for the $5,000. They couldn't wait for the $5,000.
You going to do the whisper song, too? You're going to make me cough. I'm not rapping over
here. Where did I get my $5,000? I'ma give me a PPP. Long. Give me a long.
Listen.
Long.
I'm not doing it. You're not gonna tip me into doing it. Listen,
then
y'all.
Then I'ma get indicted. And lock my ass up. Long time.
No pun intended.
Right. Okay. All right, trying to get the birthday man.
Homer did the whisper indictment song.
Yes, that part.
And listen,
yeah,
I just want to make it perfectly clear. Shout out to Homer Blow. Shout out to Will. You're listening to 101.7 The Truth. I just want to make it perfectly clear that it definitely is an attack on black women. We know this from the federal government, and this is the federal government in all intents and purposes. Because it's Medicaid, but so there's definitely an attack on black women. The 400,000 or 500,000 jobs lost in the federal government, all of the other things that have happened. Look at Spirit Airlines, which is probably the black people that worked there. I just saw online a large percentage of them were black women.
Remember when I was talking about it? Yeah. I was saying that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a large percentage of them, and they didn't want to bail them out and save them. So,
and right, then 44% were minority.
Yeah, and then you add in. What's going on with the voting rights and all? There's an attack on black women. There's an attack on black people, and anybody that's getting money, they are going after because there's always been a hatred of black people getting money, right? Mm-hmm. And look how we flipped it up. Before we was happy as a white person. Now it's like, there's always been a hatred of black people. Look at Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about Tulsa and what happened in Tulsa, it was because black people were getting money.
Yep.
Any of these black towns that have been destroyed by white racism is because black people were getting money. Black people were living lavishly while the other side of the tracks weren't. And it was, we were doing whatever we needed to do. So anytime they'd be like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, well, we do. And then y'all snatch the boot from us because y'all don't want us to have it. Now, I'm not saying that's the case here. I'm just saying that it could be a factor in this, right? Now, I don't know her husband, you know, she's married. My man on YouTube said, you know, who's been on point quite a bit, Rendition. Maybe it was his ex. Rendition 1, scheming husband, Mr. Long, is the real culprit. That's what he said. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What I know is this, that there's been an attack on black women. Black women have been systematically torn down. And even Marquita was doing the baby showers and getting the numbers and this, that, and the other, was still doing something. And to somebody loved her. Somebody, she was doing good. And maybe black people, we have to start realizing that what has become industry standard and things that other people do, we can't do. And if you think you can, this is what happens.
Yep.
So go get your bread, do what you do, but make sure you dot your I's.
Let's get so far, bro.
Make sure you dot your I's, cross your T's. And stay humble, keep your head down. You know, when I started working with the city, shout out to my man Simon, who played ball at Grambling, so that y'all know who I'm talking about, old man Simon. Mm-hmm. He told me, you want to survive, keep your head down, and mind your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? When I didn't, it was when I got in trouble. Mm-hmm. Because I just couldn't shut my mouth no more. I had to say something. But I'm just saying, in these situations, these black women that are being attacked are realizing that they are not the other side of the tracks. That the things that and they all talk. These people that own these businesses,
mm-hmm.
they all talk to each other,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do.
So if you own a home care business and it's as large as 46 employees, you're talking to other people within your industry, seeing what they're doing and so what they do, you like, well, oh, that's what y'all doing? You can charge for that?
Yep.
Oh, I can charge for that? Bet. Mm-hmm. Let me do it too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then you find out the stuff that you're charging for, you can't charge for that.
Right.
So it may not be malicious intent. I don't know if that's the case here, and it could be the case. There maybe have been some malicious, but I'm just saying, as black people, we got to learn they coming for us.
Right. Yeah. We are not there. Like, if we haven't seen that life is not fair and balanced for us, sure, we could be like, but they've been doing it for years. It does.
You know what
matter.
I think of? I think of this is a pop culture reference. I think of that scene in Scandal where her father is giving her the speech. It's infamous. You know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And the dude that
Kerry Washington, yeah.
Yeah, her father is telling her, I have always raised you to understand that you are not like them. You have to be better. And it's like,
yep.
Woo! Mm-hmm. I can feel my mm-hmm. mama telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. every time somebody sees it, they feel the same way. And you can, the tear in her eye, I bet you that tear was real probably. She probably felt that conversation. But I say all of that to say, we are in those days.
Mm-hmm.
We are in those times right now with Trump in office, with all that's going on around us, with them, with the Supreme Court giving the verdicts they're giving and all of this stuff. They going to come, you rich black people, you not out of this.
Mm-hmm.
You not out. She was getting millions. And they came for her. You're not out of this.
I'm telling you, it's the way that a lot of these indictments end up and the roundups end up happening. You know, it's like, okay, look, because we got to also understand, first and foremost, that you're committing a crime. Mm-hmm. Let's deal with that off the top. And there's punishments when you commit crime. When you commit crime, these are the things that can absolutely, and in my opinion, should happen to you. And I don't care what color you are. Crime is crime, period. So let's not end up making people think, I'm just saying it for my instance and references, that, it would have been cool, man. It's wrong when whoever do it.
Yeah.
But just understand, you are going to get the fullest prosecution.
You're not going to get probation.
You're absolutely not.
No.
Your ass going to jail. You're going to prison.
You're not
going to
get probation. Yeah. You're not going to be able to pay restitution.
Right.
Your family's going to be missing you.
Yep. And
they're going to go after all of them, too.
Yeah. And the other thing to keep in mind, because it's a reality check, that once some of the big fish, the way that some of them get caught is from disgruntled employees mm-hmm. or people that they put on.
Yep.
They put on, and now they done fell out, and yep. now it's like, oh, yeah, well, wait till I, and then all of a sudden, call they still dropping a dime, until they mess around and find out, oh, you still going to get prosecuted, too. We just ain't going to charge you as much.
Yep.
Thank you for giving us the bigger fish, but we still going to give you something.
Mm-hmm.
But it may not be to the extent that we going to give them, but thank you. Yep. Who else you got? Because, man, them people getting people to work for them and work with them to get bigger fish, that is real.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they say it's a lot of people that's walking around in our community, man, that be like, man, didn't you get caught up with X amount? What are you doing out?
Yeah.
Listen, you better understand. We got Al MKE on the Truth Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. Great morning, Al. Love you. Appreciate you. Hope your voice is doing better.
Hope you're feeling better, Al.
But what's your truth, Al?
My truth is, they come for so many black women, yet these Republican men is marrying them black women.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
These Republican men is cheating on their white wives with black women.
Mm-hmm.
Your white wife, no, he don't want you. He's spending that money, giving her them good hard 3 inches to that black woman. So why do y'all hate black women so much when you love the F them and suck them? That's what we need to find out. You hate black women so much, but you don't have no problem marrying them. You don't have no problem climbing up in their bed. You ain't trying to do it with Savannah Joe, so won't you come on out? How can you hate black women so much, but yet you always want to F them? Can any of you white Republican men call in about that?
Mm. All right.
Hey, can y'all hear us on YouTube? I got some people saying they can't hear us. So if you can hear us, say something. If you can't hear us, say something. But just say something so we can make sure that y'all can hear us. But
yeah.
That was Al.
Yeah, that hey, listen.
Hey, you know what? I saw something about a Republican man the other day, to Al's point, that met this girl. He was in office. He met this 17-year-old girl while he was at her high school saying something at her school. And then now she's grown, and now they engaged to marry. And the picture looks like a father with his daughter. But that's the type of stuff that goes on. And I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm saying, where's the prosecution on that type of stuff? You know what I'm saying? Where is the prosecution on Trump and him? You talking about $2.2 million. That's a lot of money. Absolutely. And if she did it, absolutely needs to be prosecuted. I get that. But you got Trump, who just took $250 million from Venezuela or Argentina, wherever that was, for the oil there and sent it to Qatar. You got Trump, who just made $1.4 billion his first year in office off of all this illegal stuff. So the precedent has been set. But again, black folks, we can't do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, where is the prosecution from the federal government on that stuff? But you're going to come down on these black women like a bag of bricks, but you yourself and those above you, this whole administration is based on corruption.
Yep.
Where's the prosecution?
There it is. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. Anita Nicole said I can't hear either.
Oh, so but, we have a pause. But stick with us, y'all.
The Cottrell said they can hear, but Collector's Rain said audio is going in and out.
Is it my mic? Is it just me or is it Homer too, y'all?
I'm not sure. I know we got to get ready to take care of some bills. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. The Truth will be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation.
Yeah.
Orange Man is justifying his ballroom now, right?
Yeah. And so we're talking about corruption, right?
Yep. $1 billion.
Let's talk further about corruption.
Cool when they do it. But when we do it, it's a problem, which is where I've been going.
Y'all don't know that they slid in, and I ain't going to belabor the point. We don't got time. But they slid in for this ballroom that $1 billion for the security measures that Trump wants to put into this ballroom. Now, at first, the ballroom was going to be $200 million. Then it was going to be $400 million. And then the
This is a monthly test of the Southeast and South Central Wisconsin Emergency Alert System. In the event of an emergency, this system would bring you important information. This test is now concluded.
Right?
Right.
But now we got Trump in office, and they done tried to kill him 4 times. So it's not, and what I say is, are these things being staged, or are the Secret Service like, we hate this dude, let him die? What is happening that this is occurring for him? And then they keep saying, oh, the liberals are just violent. No, y'all have, the conservatives have shown over history that they are more violent.
Mm-hmm.
White supremacy in itself is a violent ideology, right? All of that wrapped up in the fact that this $1 billion they're about to spend, when Spirit Airlines just asked for $500 million to save those 17,000 right. jobs, but you didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. No, no, we can't do that.
Mm-mm.
We can't save these people's jobs. And to, you know, like I didn't fly Spirit. I wasn't a customer like that. Like I said, I flew it one time, but I understand that those black women that worked those counters and those Latino women that worked those counters and those black men and Latino mm-hmm. men that worked, mm-hmm. those Asian people that worked there, they had families and they showed up.
Yep.
And they said, I heard a lady say that the planes, they landed their last plane and then they looked at the screen for midnight and it showed no more flights the next day. That's how they found out they weren't coming to work the next day.
Yeah. I watched that landing of the last Spirit. It was like it was close to like 4,000 people watching it, and at that time, man, and some of y'all people, like I don't like some of the ones that are so it's like a gift and a curse. Some of the memes that are being made because of this situation are funny to me. Like they made one where it was a little video clip where it showed a Spirit plane just kind of like sitting there, and it showed all of the other airlines like they were giving it a funeral. They were
wow.
coming. It's man, listen, man. And then people showing them by the house like, mm-hmm. yeah, but just got me a Spirit plane and all of that. But you know, outside of that realm, I'm really looking at 17,000 people.
That's what I feel.
Are without jobs. That is the biggest thing. And, you know, we can say what we want about customer service. We can say what we want about it being the real, because it was the real Soul Plane. But it was jobs. It there were people that, yeah, all of the people were not just some of those episodes that you would see mm-hmm. of the fighting or whatnot and of the attitudes. There's you talk about 17,000 people. The majority of those people weren't the ones where you saw those interactions or where, oh, that's ghetto, that's this, that's that. No, these were people that appreciated their job,
yeah.
came to work dedicated and there to try to help the best way that they could. From,
and they probably weren't
you know,
getting
what
paid
had.
A lot already because it was Soul Plane.
Man.
So they weren't
Absolutely.
Getting paid a lot,
so,
but
yeah,
they showed up.
Yeah, that's the part that continues to dig at me, man. Like somebody who's had a job for all those years and now it's over.
Yeah, I saw somebody saying they've been there since the beginning of it and now they don't have it.
Right.
And I don't know how long Spirit Airlines was in existence, but still.
Like 30-something years, I believe.
Listen, they have, the government has shown a precedent that they will bail out corporations.
Mm-hmm.
What if they took this hard line stance on Wells Fargo? What if they took this hard line stance
right.
on Goldman Sachs mm-hmm. and all these other places?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it affected their bottom line. It had affected people that they knew bottom's line, right? It was the elites would have lost a lot of money had they let those companies fail. They were too big to fail. When it's our stuff, right, and it's a 44% minority employee company,
mm-hmm.
oh, that's tough luck.
Yep.
That's business.
Yep.
We don't have any money for that. And I understand Spirit may have messed up. Okay. They may have had bad books. They may have, okay. Well, you've done this in the past as well, where you've put stewardship over somebody's company
yep.
and you're the government runs it until it gets right. And then you sell it back or you do whatever to so that is right. Mm-hmm. But it should be about the people.
Yep.
It ain't about the last of the dollars. It's about the last of the people. And the last of these people, 17,000 of them, just lost their jobs. And as a government, it is your job to help prevent things like that from happening.
Correct. Correct.
And the fact that and this is why the ballroom is so important, but you got $1 billion for a ballroom.
Right.
You got $1 billion to build a bunker beneath the ballroom to do all of this other stuff because you got a president that's out here just annoying the entirety of the world. So you can find, that's why I always say when it comes to the federal government, they can find the money when they want to find it.
Mm-hmm.
You got $1 billion to build a ballroom, but you didn't have no money for the airline workers when they needed the bread, right? When they were when they shut down that stuff and they couldn't feed their families and stuff, like, you had no money for that. You had no money for Spirit Airlines to stay afloat, even if they only stay afloat for 2 or 3 more months, so that these people that work there can find other means. Like, they didn't get no severance. They didn't get nothing. The insurance stopped on May 2nd or whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just cut off.
Yep.
Now, if you have somebody with diabetes, somebody with a chronic illness or something like that, what you gonna do?
That part. It's your birthday, man.
It's your birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Go, 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 go. All right.
Bruh, I was getting ready to say something.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Yeah, because if you just started trying to twerk in here, no. I'd be like, dang!
No. Damn! Doodle ramp! Doodle ramp!
What's your last words, bro? It's your born day, man.
My last word is, I turned 50 today, half a century. I've learned a lot, made a lot of mistakes in that time, but I've also created a lot of happiness for a lot of people that I love, and I love y'all, and thank y'all for being a part of my life.
Absolutely. Truth Nation up next. The award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. Will, thank you for producing a great show.
Thank you, Will.
We love you. We appreciate you. And I leave it with another happy born day to my brother, MC Dame Elsie. Love you, bruh. Do whatever
love you too,
like.
Homie.
Do what you like.
Turner.
In the words of, yeah, there you go. We out of here. Peace.